This is recording letter S, which in Obedi's dictionary begins at page 384 and goes to page 405. And I, Stephen Laurent, have translated those pages onto sheets, and there are 76 sheets. The first sheet begins with the word sable, sand, nagak omka. I must remind you that the E with an acute accent is now pronounced in Odanak, where I was brought up, pronounced as A. Therefore, what is looked like nagak or omke is now pronounced nagak and omka. In parentheses, I put a reference to Raal. Raal gives nagak. And JL, that's my father's book, gives pagui for sand. Ter, or sab, omka, or omkasen, or omki. O Kabda Sab, at Kabda Sab, that's near Quebec City, Kwaza Wom Kak. Iliana, there is some sand there, Kwaza Wom Killa. Banda Sab, a sandbank, Mnahom Killa. Mnahan is an island, and Mnahanakamik is a peninsula. Sabor, porthole, Tauzongan, or Kutulaguk Dali. No, this is, I correct myself. The whole sentence means porthole. Tauzongan, Kutulaguk Dali. Dali means at. Tauzongan means a window. Kutulaguk is a ship. JL, Kutulak. In ship, vessel, frigate. Then there are three sentences. Watsi paskatuk, watsi songkatuk, and watsi katsi paskwondi. Paski gun means a gun. Means probably a window from which they shoot. Sabu, clog, wooden shoe, abaskasin. Abazi means wood, and mikasin is a moccasin. So combining the two, you have the word abaskasin, which is a word for sabo, or clog, or wooden shoe. Sabr, saber, sword, temigwatahigan. This is similar to temhigan, the word for tomahawk. Sak, bag, mnota. Sac sauvage, Indian bag, al ni nota. Ont la honwagami kizagus. Alantagui nota. Sac, bag, valise pour les femmes, a valise for women, sagi plongan.
Sagi pongan, valise, trunk. Apsunota,